USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the coronavirus outbreak is a time for the faithful to pray and reflect.
We can use this time to pray, to reflect, and to focus on our personal relationship with God.
The president speaking during his daily coronavirus task force meeting. The president also said he spoke to thousands of faith leaders on Wednesday and thanked them for raising the spirits of Americans at this difficult time. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is bowing out of the Democratic presidential race. That clears the path for former Vice President Joe Biden to become the party's nominee. Speaking from one of his three homes, Sanders thanks his supporters and says,
"Together we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become, and have taken this country a major step forward."
The Dow closed up 779 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy to eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The path for Joe Biden to be the Democratic nominee for president is clear after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is suspending his campaign. Sanders, speaking from one of his three houses, thanked his supporters and says he's proud that he was able to bypass a corrupt campaign finance system to fund his campaign. Despite selling at drive-thrus and by delivery, the world's most well-known fast food chain is taking a hit because of COVID-19. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
McDonald's says its global same-store sales for March were down 22% because of the pandemic. The fast food giant had reported sales increases of over 8% in the previous 2 months. Sales at U.S. stores dropped 13% in March. It was worse internationally, where same-store sales fell by about 35%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
"It's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection."
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
Well, you need to do it at 3 different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out.
Millions of Americans are struggling to meet routine financial obligations, such as rent and paying student loan bills, along with credit card bills and light bills. This all due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Financial expert Chris Hogan says if you're facing financial hardship,
the worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you, or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that. You want to be clear, upfront, and honest with your creditor about your situation and exactly what you can and can't do.
Hogan, speaking there on Fox Business, California Governor Gavin Newsom says he has a deal for 200 million masks to be shipped to his state every month. Newsom telling MSNBC he's working with a manufacturer in California. He added that the vast majority are N95 masks and that they will not be competing against other states. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.